In today's podcast, I'm taking you on an inside tour of one of my favorite parts of Metro Vancouver,
and that is the Cole Harbour neighborhood of downtown Vancouver. This neighborhood has so much going for it, not the least of which are the views in behind me, the incredible nature that's at your doorstep, and the fantastic central location. There's so much to love here, but not everything is absolutely perfect.
By the end of this podcast,
you're going to be able to decide if Cole Harbour is the right neighborhood for you or not. Let's get into it right now. Sebastian Albrecht, and welcome back to the channel. For those of you that are new here, this channel is all about moving to and living in Vancouver. And today, as I mentioned in the introduction, we're exploring Cole Harbour. And honestly, I can't wait to show it to you. This is the perfect day to be in this location. It is gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. But I'm not just going to talk about all the great things about Cole Harbour. There are some things that you need to be aware of that aren't totally ideal. And those things I'm also going to get into. But first, I want to talk about where exactly we are, because you might not know where Cole Harbour is. And Cole Harbour is on the downtown peninsula of the city of Vancouver, right at the heart of Metro Vancouver. And as you know, downtown Vancouver can be divided into a few different neighborhoods. We have the West End, we have the Financial District or downtown, we have Yale Town, and we also have Gastown. And one more neighborhood that you hear about and you hear about a lot is Cole Harbour, that neighborhood that we're exploring right now. But where is it on the downtown peninsula? Well, it's sort of in the northwestern corner of the downtown core, and it's bounded to the east by Burrard, to the west by Stanley Park. To the north, it's the water that you can see in behind me there. And to the south, it's West Georgia. It's a relatively small area. And within that area, you have all sorts of highly luxurious, predominantly luxurious condo buildings, residential buildings. And then you also have a lot of office buildings. You don't have too much in the way of commercial space. There is some, but not a ton.
But we're going to get more into that once we get into the pros and the cons later in the podcast.
Now that we figured out where we are exactly, what about who lives in this community? Who lives in Cole Harbour? As you wander around, you're going to notice that there's a lot of people here that don't actually live in Vancouver, but those that do live in Cole Harbour are generally a little bit older. You're going to see an average age, probably mid-30s to mid-50s, somewhere in that range. A lot of highly paid professionals, most likely a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of highly skilled, educated people live in this neighborhood that have a considerable amount of wealth. We're going to talk again a little bit more about why that is when we get into talking about the real estate in Cole Harbour. But you also find not just people in that age range, but also an older age range. And a lot of people from around Metro Vancouver and around the world come to Cole Harbour and retire. And the other big group that you're going to see a lot of in this area are a lot of retirees and a lot of wealthy retirees. And they're not just locals. They're people that have moved here from other parts of Canada and other parts of the world to enjoy the fruits of their labor. This is a very high-end, exclusive neighborhood. And you do, if you are retired, this isn't a neighborhood that you can retire on a budget. This is a neighborhood that you do need a significant amount of equity and financial backing in order to enjoy the later years, later stages of your life. But it is something that it draws a lot of people to this neighborhood. So on the whole, you're going to find that people are a little bit older and considerably wealthier than they're going to be in other parts of Metro Vancouver. And you are going to be somebody that is drawn to sort of the urban qualities that you can get here, but also the access to nature. And those two things, if you want that balance between urban conveniences and access to nature, this is really one of the preeminent locations that you can find. You are much less likely to find families in this neighborhood, however, even though a lot of the properties allow for family lifestyles and family living. They are generally a bit bigger than you're going to find in other parts of Metro Vancouver. And there are a fair amount of opportunities for children. There's good daycares in the area. There's quite a few parks. They're also just completing a new elementary school in the neighborhood. So increasingly, this is a place where families can really find a home. But in general terms, you're not going to find as many families currently living in Cole Harbour than as you find in other parts of Metro Vancouver. So now I want to talk to you about some of the pros and the cons of living in Cole Harbour. And one of the massive pros of living here are really the spectacular views that you're going to find. As you've probably noticed as I've been walking around, there's a lot of people taking pictures. There's a lot of people looking up and looking around. Unlike many other parts of Metro Vancouver, this is a place people come to for the kind of views that you're going to find. And it's really the spectacular, stereotypical Vancouver views that you can find here in Cole Harbour. You're going to see the ocean, you're going to see boats, you're going to see mountains, and you're going to see the city skyline as well. All of that packaged together, there's no place that has it in greater abundance than what you're going to find in Cole Harbour. And it's not just walking around or experiencing it outside your door. It's actually a place where you can find it in in so many of the residential buildings that have been built in this area. And that is what living here is really about. Most people that move here want a view, and you're going to have to pay handsomely for it. But if you are looking for views, this is a place that you can find it. And it's an enormous pro of living in Cole Harbour. Just seeing the beauty and the nature that surrounds you is really part of the lifestyle of living in Cole Harbour. Another pro of living in Cole Harbour is this is offering you a luxurious lifestyle. There's very few buildings that have been built in Cole Harbour that are not luxurious. And along with that comes with a certain degree, a certain price point. But if you can afford it and you're looking for a luxury lifestyle, Cole Harbour is the place that you're most likely going to feel most comfortable. The buildings are far more luxurious, built to a higher standard, built with higher quality finishings, with greater amenities. Along with those higher degree of amenities and luxury offerings, also come higher strata fees, of course. But if that is within your budget and you are looking for a luxurious lifestyle, you're going to be able to find it in Cole Harbour very consistently. One building after another that has been built here has been built with luxury in mind and has almost been built to exceed the standards of the last building. And really at the height of luxury here, you're going to find Harbour Green, the buildings at Harbour Green 1, 2, and 3. But almost every single building in Cole Harbour is going to offer you a degree of luxury just at different price points. All of them higher end price points in comparison to what you're going to find elsewhere. But if you're looking for luxury, Cole Harbour is the place to find it. So as I mentioned, Cole Harbour is right downtown. But one of the pros of living here, despite being downtown, is actually how quiet it is. And part of that is because of how Cole Harbour has been developed. It's on the edge of downtown, of course, but it is right on the downtown peninsula. But how quiet it is really startling. And that's, as I was saying, because it was developed as more of a luxurious neighborhood, you don't have quite as much density here. You have a little more space between the buildings. There's not areas to get from point A to point B. You're not cutting through Cole Harbour to get to other locations. So you're not really getting through traffic when you're right at the heart of Cole Harbour. And as a result, everything here is a little more peaceful, a little quieter. And even if you don't live here, Cole Harbour is one of those places that you can come to where everything feels like the pace of life is considerably slower. And that is something that you can really enjoy. You can be at the heart of the city, essentially, but be in a pretty tranquil, quiet space, and that is also relatively safe. And so that quiet and that safety, those are things that people really do love about living in Cole Harbour. All right, I'm here in Cole Harbour at a beautiful little patio to talk about one of the lessons that I've learned over the years. And many, many years ago, I was not a real estate agent. In fact, I was working as an IT consultant, and I was working in that white building in behind me. I can't recall who our client was or what exactly I was doing there. But what I do remember is that on my lunch breaks, I was coming to this beautiful waterfront patio and just hanging out on the railing that I'm about to walk to. And at the time, this was waterfront and the views were gorgeous and incredible. And really, these lunch breaks were some of my most memorable times back 25 years ago, just enjoying this incredible Cole Harbour waterfront view. Now, look at what it looks like today. That is not waterfront. There's a whole bunch of buildings, and they're very luxurious buildings, of course, but there's a whole bunch of buildings that have been built up right on the waterfront. And so below us, under this concrete, is the CN rail yards. And they were just railway. It was a bluff here. And in fact, the reason that Cole Harbour is called Cole Harbour is because there was a coal seam here on this bluff that was developed in the 1800s. And it was a coal claim, coal mining claim, I guess. But long after that, it became the CN rail yard. And so when we're standing here, right behind me, you were at the edge of the bluff and you had an incredible view of the North Shore Mountains and the waterfront and Cole Harbour and Stanley Park. Now, it's pretty hard to imagine right now because all we see, I mean, there's some lovely trees, so a little bit of greenery, but there's condo buildings built there and those are amazing condos. I highly recommend them. But imagine if you bought in this building that I'm standing in front of right now, thinking you have this water view, it's protected. There's no way somebody can build in front of you. Of course, what happened? Somebody actually did build in front of you. They just dumped a whole bunch of concrete here and built a bunch of condos. And the view is just on the other side of these buildings. But what this taught me is to be really hesitant and really guarded about guaranteeing that a view is going to remain. And the value of a view is something that you really want to think hard, long and hard about and do a lot of research on. Because if you're buying in a location and you're paying a premium for the view, you want to make sure that that view is going to exist for a very long time. And in my experience, this is just one example, but I run into people all the time that purchased in one location thinking that they're always going to have a view, and they lose it because of the way that the city develops. And there's two things that you can do to help protect yourself around that. Number one is working with a realtor who understands the market, who understands development, and has an eye on the way that things are moving and going, so you don't run into this type of situation. Now, of course, I am a real estate agent that has helped hundreds of families move to Vancouver, find the right neighborhood, find the right home. And if you're thinking of moving here and buying a home, of course, you can feel free to reach out anytime. Contact information is right there on the screen. But the other thing that you can do is do your own due diligence. And there is a lot of information on all of the city's websites about the way that they're planning on developing. The thing about that is you are going to find these development plans, but they're no guarantee. They can change over time. And as these cities grow and expand, the likelihood is that more and more land is going to be found to develop really high density. So it is just something that I want to warn you about, to be thinking about when you're looking at purchasing in Vancouver, whether it's in Coal Harbour or anywhere else. The fantastic central location of Coal Harbour is another one of the big pros of living here in Coal Harbour. It's right in between the financial district of downtown Vancouver and Stanley Park. And that dichotomy, that urban nature, as well as that access to nature, combined to be really at the core of what makes living in Coal Harbour so popular. But it's a central location that I think is really important to understand why so many people end up being drawn to live here. And it's not just at the heart of the downtown core, but it's also kind of at the heart of Metro Vancouver, and it allows you to get in and out of the city very easily. We're just at the edge of the city of Vancouver here, and so you can head up north and into the mountains really easily. You're right on the ocean. You can get onto the ocean. If you have a boat, there's an opportunity to have moorage and get on your boat every day if you really wanted to, or up into the mountains and go skiing in the local mountains, or head up onto the highway through Stanley Park and the Sea to Sky Highway up to Whistler or Pemberton, and also to get up to Horseshoe Bay, where you can hop onto a ferry and get out onto Vancouver Island or Bowen Island or the Sunshine Coast. All of those opportunities to get out of Metro Vancouver and into other parts of Metro Vancouver are offered to you here in Coal Harbour. And so that central location is really at the heart of what people really do love about living in Coal Harbour. And you can't really talk about the pros of living in Coal Harbour without bringing up nature. I've intertwined it with a few of these other pros that I've talked about, but really this is another thing that's at the heart of what people really enjoy about living in Coal Harbour. You get that access into the city, but you also have, at the very basic nature of living here, this quick, easy access to nature. And it can be in the way that you get out of the city and into nature. So getting up into the North Shore Mountains is an example, and disappearing completely from any connection with other humans. That might only take you half an hour from this point on a good day, getting across the Lions Gate Bridge, of course. But you also have the seawall right at your doorstep. You have these small parks scattered throughout Coal Harbour, things like Harbour Green Park. There's nature everywhere. But that seawall is perhaps the biggest pro and access to nature that you're going to find. And people are walking that daily. People are running it. People are cycling it. I just ran into a lady who has moved here recently. She recognized me from my videos, and she was saying that's one of her favorite things about living here is being able to walk around the seawall. And she just finished a loop around Stanley Park. That's just over 13 kilometers. I was listening to somebody else who did a YouTube video. They're traveling around the world. They used to live in Vancouver. And he said that's the thing that he misses the most about being in Vancouver is running around the seawall every day. And that access, that beauty, that nature, that connection to nature is really, really unusual in so many other parts of the world. But it's something that you can have here when you live in Coal Harbour. And it's not just close to you. It's actually really, truly at your doorstep, something that you will love if you live here in Coal Harbour.
Do you hear the horn? That means it's noon in Vancouver. There's two times you can tell in downtown Vancouver. One is noon, where that foghorn rings, and the other is the 9 o'clock gun. And right here where I'm standing, just outside of Cardero's in Coal Harbour, the 9 o'clock gun is just across the water there. So you would definitely be hearing that. Now, I'm standing outside of what is my latest listing over there at 535 Nicola, which is really the inspiration for me coming down here and talking to you about Coal Harbour. Normally, I'd love to be able to show you inside that unit and help you experience what it's like to live here, not just on the outside, which is definitely a lot of what we're going to be exploring today, but also on the inside to see what it's like living in the real estate that is part of the community here. Unfortunately, we can't do that today. And the reason for it is 535 Nicola, and specifically unit 305, is tenanted. And it's tenanted for a very long time by the exact same tenant. And tenants, this is one of the key takeaways, key learning points here about real estate in Vancouver is when there is a tenant involved, it can become much more challenging to show a property and much more difficult to actually sell it. And as you may or may not know, a tenant has a lot of rights in British Columbia, and justifiably so, because this is their home and it's a home that if it does sell, they may lose. And they might lose it if they're on a month-to-month tenancy. If they're on a fixed-term tenancy, there's no chance that they can lose their home. But when it's month-to-month, and most properties, when they're going to be listed in Metro Vancouver, are going to be on month-to-month tenancies, but that tenant has to be given 3 full months' notice in order to vacate the property. And that's one of the big challenges. A lot of buyers just don't want to wait that long. And a lot of buyers that I deal with would prefer to be moving in a relatively short period of time. And as a result, a tenanted property becomes far less desirable. The other thing is that the tenant can be sometimes more or less cooperative. And as I said, they don't get anything out of the property actually selling. If you're the owner occupier, you of course are highly motivated to cooperate with your realtor. You've chosen them. You want them to help you sell that property as quickly as possible. So you're probably going to listen to a lot of the advice that they have. But if you're the tenant in a tenant-occupied property, you don't really have any motivation to be super cooperative. And that's the case in this situation. It's an elderly tenant who's having some health issues. He's gone through some personal issues where he's just not in the frame of mind to be super cooperative and just not physically capable of being incredibly cooperative. And that's his right. In British Columbia, tenants do have a fair number of rights. So in order to show this property, I have to give him 24 hours notice at the very least. I'm not able to do any public open houses here. And that's actually a rule of the strata. And this is a really luxurious strata. So they don't really like all types of people coming and going. Not only can I not do a public open house, but also I have to register anybody who comes to view the property at the front desk, and I have to escort them from the lobby into the suite, and then from the suite back down to the lobby. They don't want people sort of wandering around the building, and understandably so. That is something that can change from strata to strata. But going back to the fact that this is tenant occupied, I'm very limited in my ability to show this property to the point where I can't go in there and actually video anything inside. The tenant is very private. He doesn't want anything of his videoed at all. And of course, that's his right. I had some photos done on the inside, and I'm going to show you what it looks like. This is a large one-bedroom condo, and this is an unusual size for one-bedroom condos these days at 800 square feet. Most of what you see in newer buildings is somewhere in the range of 500, maybe 600 square feet, but getting up to 800 square feet is really, really unusual. It was more common back in the day, and this building is now, what is it? It was built in 1997. So that would make it 28 years old. And I think, 28 years old. Public math is something that I hear recommended over and over again not to do, but I'm going to do it for you. Not that that was super complicated. So the building behind me is 28 years old. It is, this particular unit is tenant occupied, but this is also an incredibly luxurious building, which is not unusual in this area. This is an area that is full of luxury buildings, but of course this is a building that was built in another era. And so you see a much larger one bedroom here than you would typically see in a strata that is built in this area that is newer. In this kind of space, you'd usually see 2 bedrooms. Now there is 1 parking stall and 1 storage locker that's included. In this strata, there's also some incredible amenities, and you get things like a nice pool, a nice gym. The concierge here is 24 hours. The concierge has been there for something like 20 years. He knows, as I was sitting in the lobby, he knows pretty much everybody that is coming and going. He recognizes that I'm not somebody who's been there before, or at least not regularly. And so, that's a nice protection as well. A lot of buildings advertise that they do have concierge service, but they do not have 24 hours concierge, which is sort of a feature of a much more luxurious building. It's quite expensive to have that. And so only stratas that are really at that luxury price point are going to have 24 hour concierge. They're much more likely just to have Monday to Friday, 8 hours a day. And for the most part, the people that they're hiring are really just security guards. They're not offering any real level of service, which you are going to get in a building like 535 Cardero in behind me here. So really what you're getting when you're purchasing in a building like this is you're getting this location. I'm right here on the seawall. People are strolling by me. There's Cardero's right here. Lyft is just a little ways away. There's a couple of coffee shops right here. The Westin Bay Shore is right here as well. We're not too far away from the Fairmont Pacific Rim. You're getting a lot of really nice restaurants, access to the Cole Harbor waterfront and the views. And once again, this suite does have little peekaboo views off of the balcony onto Cole Harbor. But really, the biggest amenity is being here this close to the waterfront, this close to the seawall. That is something that everybody in this building is definitely here for. They definitely enjoy, and that is what you're paying for. But you're also paying for the luxurious amenities. The size of the unit is also an incredible bonus. And in this particular case, we are selling this because of the challenge of the fact that this is tenanted, because these owners have owned this property a significant amount of time. There have been no real updates done to this property either, but other sales in recent years have been pushing the $1 million mark. And this particular unit we're selling at what I would say is an incredible value at $800,000. And we haven't really seen prices that low for about 10 years. So for whoever buys this property, it's going to be an incredible value. And I think sort of in terms of a long-term play, this is a really great investment. And especially if you're an owner-occupier, this is an attractive package for somebody that wants to be in this location and find a really strong value, which is tough to find in this market. Now we're going to get into the cons of living in Cole Harbor. And one of the things that you need to get used to is traffic. And as we discussed in the pros, there's so much of Cole Harbor that's actually really tranquil and quiet. But on the edges of Cole Harbor, you're going to find quite a bit of traffic noise. Right in behind me, you can see the intersection of Pender and West Georgia. And those two streets in particular, they're access routes to the Lionsgate Bridge. And so if you want to get from Vancouver to the North Shore Mountains, or you want to get here to the ferry or to Whistler, this is the route that predominantly Vancouverites are going to be taking. There's one of two routes, but to get through the city, this is what you have to do. And in rush hour traffic, it gets insane here. And there is a ton of traffic. Things get really slow. And if you're not living on Georgia or Pender, maybe that's not such a big deal, right? You're not going to hear the noise really when you're right by the waterfront. Let's say if you're living at Harbor Green, but you do have to contend with this traffic to get to and from your home. And that's something if you're relying on a car, you might not really realize. But of course, we are in the downtown core. It's not entirely unexpected that there's going to be traffic. I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. This can be a significant con of living in Cole Harbor. Perhaps the biggest con of living in Cole Harbor is the sterile, sort of isolated environment. This isn't a neighborhood typically people are going to come to for the neighborhood vibes. There's not an enormous connection between people here. And partly that's because of the luxurious nature of the environment. Partly it's the lack of density, the space between everybody that is here. The fact that a lot of people don't necessarily live here full time either, I think has something to do with it. And then I also think it's partially because this area can be overrun with non-locals, right? That's not super common amongst Vancouver's neighborhoods where you're seeing so much transient, so many people that are only here for a few days or a few weeks and just checking out the neighborhood or just coming here from other parts of Metro Vancouver to experience what Cole Harbor has to offer. As a result, this is a place that you're not going to find really tight neighborhood connections. And if that's what you're looking for, this may not be the right place for you. There's so many positives about living here, but I would say this is one of the neighborhoods where you're perhaps going to find the least positive neighborhood vibes. The other con in living in Cole Harbor that has to do with noise would be the sound of float planes. And if you're not expecting it, that might be a bit of a shock to you. But those who live here understand that float planes are part of living in Cole Harbor. There is our one of two major float plane airports that we have. The other one is out by the international airport, but the main one in the city of Vancouver is here in Cole Harbor. And so these planes are coming and going all the time. It's a major way of getting to and from Victoria, sort of for people in business or for politicians, as an example. People are doing that exchange quite often. Back when I was an IT consultant, the company that I worked for was based out of Victoria. And so they used to send me from Vancouver to Victoria quite a bit via the float plane. If you haven't had a chance to fly on a float plane, definitely take it. And one of the little ones, one of those four-seaters, is pretty darn amazing. It's really part of Canadiana, part of the Canadian experience. And you realize just how stunningly beautiful the area that we live in is when you get to see it from above and you travel to and from Victoria or over to the Gulf Islands or over to the Sunshine Coast. So many great little trips that you can take via a float plane. And so that noise is something that you may not want to contend with if you're too close to the airport, which is over by the Vancouver Trade and Convention Center. Now, where I am right now, a little further west, you're not going to notice it as much. Over there behind me is the West and Bayshore. And on this side, it's not as much of a factor. But down by the convention center, it is very noisy. And there are a lot of planes coming and going. And it's very active. And that is something you want to be aware of when you're looking at living in Cole Harbor. Now, the plus side of that, of course, is also that being close to the airport can be an advantage to you
if you find that's something that you're going to use quite often. If you want to conduct business, if you are a politician and you need to get to and from Victoria, as an example, or you have a place on one of the Gulf Islands and you don't want to contend with the ferry, well, you can take or charter a float plane very easily, just kind of steps from your doorstep, which a lot of people who live here do tend to take advantage of.
Right in behind me is the Westin Bayshore, and this is one of my favorite hotels in Metro Vancouver. It's one of the more luxurious, but it's also one of the best located. This is right on the waterfront. It has incredible views. And so a few times in my life, my wife and I have come here for a little weekend getaway. And it's really great because you have Stanley Park at your doorstep. But this hotel is also known for a couple other reasons. And it's a little bit infamous because the reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes, many, many years ago, holed up in this hotel, trying to stay out of the limelight, as he liked to do. And he rented out the top couple floors of this hotel for 5 months and 28 days, staying just under 6 months. So he didn't trigger residency rules and taxation laws in Canada. The other major thing that happened in this hotel was this is where I had my high school prom way back in 1993. I can hardly say that out loud. I mean, that is now over 30 years ago, which is insane. This whole waterfront has changed so dramatically since that era. All I remember all around this hotel way back then was a whole lot of parking lots and then the incredible views of the ocean and a whole lot of fun that we had inside that I really just can't talk about.
One more con you want to be aware of when you're living in Cola Harbour is a lack of amenities. And yeah, it sounds odd when I'm talking about living downtown and saying that there's a lack of amenities, but it is true. This was, as I've said, very much built as a luxury neighborhood, not really for the amenities and the quality of amenities that they have. So yes, you have condo buildings that are generally luxurious, and then you have a lot of office buildings in Cole Harbour as well, but you don't, as I said, sort of have that commercial retail element in Cole Harbour that you have in so much of the rest of downtown. And there are a few coffee shops, there are a few restaurants, places like Cardero's or Lyft, some real destination locations, which you're really going to enjoy when you live here in Cole Harbour, but there's not a lot of options beyond that, and you have to leave Cole Harbour in order to access them. Luckily, Cole Harbour isn't particularly large, so being able to walk up a few streets to the West End or over to the financial district of downtown. These are things that you can do when you live in Cole Harbour. You don't need to get in your car and drive somewhere necessarily, but these things aren't necessarily in the neighborhood. And that includes things like cafes and grocery stores and schools. Now, just in behind me, actually, I'm going to tilt over this way. Right there, I'm standing above the community center here in Cole Harbour, but right in behind me, that is some new social housing that is being built, but there is also a new elementary school that is being built, and that's going to be an enormous asset to the community. Right now, there is no school here, and so you have to go elsewhere if you have school-age children, but there's going to be so much of a draw once the school is built, an increasing level of amenities and services that you do find here. This is one of those neighborhoods, I think, where honestly, planners were a little bit shocked about the variety of people that decided to stay in this community, and more families stayed downtown, whether that's in the West End, Yale Town, or Cole Harbour than was expected. And so they've been a little slow in providing the amenities that the people who have decided to stay here really want and need to make this a much more thriving community. And those are being added to a certain degree, and can find them in communities that are within easy reach of Cole Harbour as well, like the West End. What's on everybody's mind is how much it costs to live in Cole Harbour. And that is one of the negatives of living here, is the cost to participate, whether you're renting or owning. Cole Harbour is one of the more expensive real estate markets that you're going to find anywhere in Metro Vancouver. And especially because most of what you find here are condos or townhouses. In fact, that's all that there is in order to rent or buy in Cole Harbour. You don't have any detached houses, you have no duplexes. The number of really big condos is relatively limited. There are some incredibly luxurious properties that you're going to find here, and all of that drives up the price point. As I've said a few times, this is a luxury neighborhood, and along with that comes a luxury price point. So you're going to be hard pressed to find anything that's really worth buying in Cole Harbour that's under about $1,000 a square foot. And really, you're going to be looking more in that $1,200, $1,300, $1,500 a square foot plus. That's the sort of price point that you're needing to find something here in Cole Harbour. And because units are on the larger side, they're not enormous generally, but because, as I said to you about the one bedroom condo that I'm selling, that's 800 square feet. You're not finding a 500 square foot condo here that's $1,000 a square foot generally. You are finding 800 square foot units that are around the $1,200 a square foot price point.
That's for a one bedroom. Or you might be finding 1,200, 1,300 square foot two bedrooms that are $1,300 a square foot. And so obviously that drives up the price point. And then when you're looking at these larger units in luxury buildings with luxury amenities, you're also paying more for the strata fees. And so your monthly outlay, whether it's to a mortgage or in terms of rent, or it's for your strata fees, all of that is much more expensive here in Cole Harbour than you're going to find in other parts of downtown, let alone in other parts of Metro Vancouver. This is not a place that you come to looking for supreme value or low price points. There are cheaper places that you can find. So one of the cons is definitely that this is one of the most expensive areas that you're going to find anywhere in Metro Vancouver. I'm crossing right now. I'm on West Hastings and Jervis. And just crossing here and looking at the street sign up above me, I don't think you can see it right now, but being on Hastings made me think.
This is that warning that I had for you guys in some of my recent videos and the podcast about
putting too much emphasis on that location of Main and Hastings and not realizing those streets aren't necessarily streets that you want to avoid. Yes, the core of the downtown east side is at Main and Hastings, but both Hastings and Main are incredibly long streets, and there are good and bad parts of each street.
And like I said in one of the previous podcasts,
I actually live on Main Street about 30 blocks from the downtown core. And right now we're probably about 15, 20 blocks west of the downtown east side on Hastings Street. And both of these communities are, whether you're talking about Riley Park or here in Cole Harbour, they're totally different than being on the downtown east side. So when you hear Hastings or Main Street, don't be scared. Investigate a little further. That core that you want to avoid is on the downtown east side, specifically at the epicenter Main and Hastings. But those streets have a lot to offer, and you should keep an open mind as to what else you might be able to find along Main and Hastings. Okay, so let's talk about the real estate market in Cole Harbour. And as much of Vancouver's market has gone in the last year or so, the market here in Cole Harbour is relatively weak. You're not going to be surprised if you think about the fact,
as I've been saying in this podcast,
this is a luxury market. And a lot of the weakness that we are seeing most recently in our market is at the higher end, in that luxury price point. And so as a result, Cole Harbour's market is a weaker market. But even when it's a stronger market, this is not a market where we've seen a crazy amount of activity for a very long time. Sales do tend to happen much more slowly in the Cole Harbour area because we're talking about generally much more significant price points for properties here. And they don't tend to change hands as quickly or as commonly as they do in other parts of the market. Let's say like in the downtown core or in Yale Town as an example, or Kitsilano. In the last year, what we've seen in this marketplace at $1,257,200 in the last year, this has declined 6.7%. This is a stronger, faster decline than we've seen in the city of Vancouver overall, where it's just been down 2.1%. And then the all-time high here in Cole Harbour is relatively recent. And honestly, I was a little bit shocked by this because for the most part, the luxury price point, the luxury market in Vancouver, the high was typically in 2016 or 2017, just at the peak of the quote unquote foreign buyers. Now, the peak here though was in September 2024, where we reached $1,465,900. And so there's a significant decline that we've seen within the last six to nine months or so. And predominantly that's in that period of a lot of uncertainty that's come through because of what's going on south of the border of us. And really, you know, Donald Trump talking about the 51st state and about all sorts of tariffs. And then also a bunch of uncertainty around our own federal election. Some of that has been made a little more certain, and we're starting to see a little more activity in our market, but that is yet to return here in Cole Harbour. So there are deals to be had. And the listing of my own that I've talked about earlier in this video is one of those examples where you do see people that understand that this market is weak, that want to see a sale go through in a relatively short period of time. And so there are some deals to be had and can be found in Cole Harbour even as we speak. But the price points, as we're talking about, are generally higher. The types of properties that you're going to find here are generally just condos and townhouses. And so that's quite substantial when you talk about this average or typical price point being nearly $1.3 million. And most of the rest of Vancouver, it may be similar, but you're adding in the houses that bring that typical property's value up considerably. Here, all we're talking about are condos and townhouses. And the typical condo right now in the summer of 2025 is $1,238,900. That's down 7.1% in the last year. So a little bit weaker for condos and a little bit stronger for townhouses, where you see the typical townhouse being $1,671,800. That's down just 4.3%. There's far less when it comes to townhouses
than condos in this area. And I would want you to understand that the size that you're seeing at these price points is generally larger than what you find in other parts of the downtown core, as well as other parts of Metro Vancouver. When we're building luxury in Vancouver, one of the things that we're adding is space. Predominantly, we've seen a shrinking of square footage in other parts of our market as builders are trying to make things more affordable. But this is not a market where developers are really worried about that. And so you see really luxurious developments like the Bohinia, like Cassinia, like Harbor Green in behind me, or also like 1499 West Pender, or most recently the Cardero. There's development that happens in this area that is purely meant to be luxurious, and the sizes are a little more spacious. The price points are higher, and of course the associated strata fees are also higher. So this is a market that you're going to find some deals in at the moment, but the price points are definitely not going to feel like a deal. These are much higher price points than you're going to see just about anywhere else in Metro Vancouver for the type of product that you're finding for the condos and for the townhouses. As we're talking about the real estate here in Cole Harbour, I do want to explain a little bit about what you can find in different areas. And so, as I mentioned, we run from Burrard on the east side all the way to Stanley Park on the east side, and from Georgia up to the waterfront. So Georgia to the south and the waterfront to the north. What you're going to find closer to Burrard and the waterfront are a lot of major hotels, places like the Pan Pacific or the Fairmont Pacific Rim, really high-end hotels. And then as you move a little further east, you're going to find more commercial buildings, so more office buildings in that area. But along the waterfront and heading a little further east towards Burrard is where you find newer luxury buildings like the Shaw Towers, like Harbor Green. And as you head along the waterfront further to the west, closer to Stanley Park, the age gets a little bit older. But it is really all of the buildings right on the waterfront are generally the most luxurious. And then the most recent buildings that have been built are actually off of the waterfront and along Georgia. And that's where you're going to find buildings like West Pender Place, 1499 West Pender Place, and also the Cardero. Both those buildings being very nice high-end buildings, but they're no longer on the waterfront because there is no more waterfront to develop. And then there's some buildings right on Georgia that are a little bit older, like 1331 West Georgia or 1333 West Georgia. That would be the Cube. Both of these buildings are not what I would say ultra luxurious in any way. They're both more or less investor oriented, which to a large degree isn't all that typical in this neighborhood, but there are some examples of it. And so I just wanted to make sure you had an idea of the differences there. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to mention is that when you head further west and get closer to Stanley Park and those luxury buildings along the waterfront, that is the area where you're going to find a lot more space between the buildings and a lot more quiet. And it's generally here where we get further to the east and closer to Burrard where the activity starts to bustle a bit and it becomes a little more similar to the downtown core. All these things are important considerations when you think about the right buildings and the right locations of where exactly you're going to want to live in Cole Harbour. And so after all of this, if you're still thinking that Cole Harbour is an area that you're wanting to move, or perhaps you've decided that another part of Metro Vancouver is an area that you want to move, I am a real estate agent that has helped hundreds of families figure out what the best fit for them is, what the right neighborhood is, and what the right home is. And I can help you and your family do exactly that. And if you're thinking of moving here and thinking of purchasing a home, feel free to reach out anytime.
There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/albrechtgroup.
And if you're not quite ready to do that, of course, I have well over 100 videos exploring Metro Vancouver, all the different types of neighborhoods and all the things that you need to think about when you're trying to find a new home here in Metro Vancouver. Be sure to explore that back catalog of videos.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
I'll see you next week.